Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Yes, I know that Jaden Quaynes is visiting U of L tomorrow. I know. I saw the tweets. I saw everything about that. And welcome in to the round table on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. How about that? Joining me in studio today is a fabulous Phil Baker, running the show, Zach Cantrell, Z Money, Zachy C, your boy ZC, doing the damn thing in the producer's studio. So we've got you covered for the next 3 hours. We'll have the Blitz. Matt McGavick will stand in for Ty Spaulding, as Ty Spaulding's in, I think, like Florida for like some boys' golf trip.
Masters?
Yeah.
He's doing Masters stuff, and then he's doing a fellas trip down in where is the Key West?
Key West or something. I don't know. He just texted me back. I won't be it. He's like, I'm sorry, if it's 2 weeks in a row, I won't be in any condition to be on the radio by that time. And I was like, fair enough.
I disagree. I think that's the best condition to be in.
I agree. As you know, I've been in that condition on these airwaves many times.
I feel
times.
Like it's a badge of honor.
Right. We'll have Cam Drummond, Zach Osterman, then Andy Sweeney, 5 o'clock to discuss everything. 437-9670 UPS jobs text line. I was talking to Phil and Nick Valvano in the bullpen as the V show was exiting and we were entering and it's weird because there's a lot to talk about, but there's nothing to talk about. That's kind of how I feel today, Phil. I mean, there are topics, there are subjects, but I don't know if there's anything like deep dive worthy. So we'll hit some newsy things today and get through that. But before we do that, how are you, Phil? You look great in your red polo today. It's the Ryder's Cup Valhalla. Yeah,
you like that? So it's funny. That's funny you bring this up. I was actually talking with a gentleman who is a member at Valhalla earlier today. That's a humble brag right there.
That is a humble brag. Was it Tony Vannetti?
I did get some nucks from Tony Vannetti earlier, though.
Oh, you did? I did.
Oh, but it wasn't
man.
Him. No, it was not him, though. Sorry to burst your bubble right there. But
burst.
It's funny because the PGA Championship polos have been released for coming up at Valhalla in 2024.
Yeah.
Not much has changed other than the date. It just said, like, this one's the Ryder Cup, but the other one just say PGA Championship 2014, and the new one just says PGA Championship 2024.
So,
and they're taxing a little bit.
I was gonna say, like, I mean, how? What's the cheddar on that?
The one I saw from the email I got was like 110.
For the polo.
For a polo. But the beauty of this is, as you know, and you've worn, and when you look like a get-back coach for Mark Stoops and company, for this, sometimes your boy will make a little donation to the Goodwill.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
And there has been an influx of the 2014 PGA Championships, and El Cheapo over here is kind of like, yeah, we're gonna go that route versus dropping $110 for that, and then 10 years down the road, maybe I'll get a 2024.
Exactly.
Who am I pressing? You?
Zach?
You're not gonna. Zach's not gonna get a magnifying glass.
He's got a little Under Armour today.
That's right.
Zach does. I'm wearing a Hawaiian pineapple shirt.
Of course. Did you hear yesterday he made a donation to Kentucky's NIL? He could say we.
I can say we now, Phil. I can say we. So we are waiting for news. That's what we are doing right now.
Zach, and I'm glad you brought that up. And this is where I want to get you. Let's get in the Wayback Machine.
Let's go ahead. Let's do it.
7 days ago. Zach, we were at Twin Peaks. You were a part of the show as well.
Yes.
7 days ago, I saw this man sitting across from me, next to me at Twin Peaks, and he was looking at other things, as you can imagine, and you looked physically ill.
Ha, ha, ha.
Good old Uncle Phil right there.
You know, and you looked physically ill at Twin Peaks.
I was physically ill, yes.
Fast forward 7 days later, and you're donating to the name, the Collective.
The Collective. Yeah, the Club Blue, the Mark Pope.
You're unbelievable.
I had to do something.
What?
I had to do something.
You could have held your ground and said this was unacceptable. And I heard you and Tarullo battling yesterday.
We did. We battled yesterday. We battled now, especially on Tuesday.
Now, what are the membership thresholds? I know the 502 Circle has since changed theirs when Blankenbaker got the white membership. But that's still one of... Look, there's sneaky great stuff in the ESPN ether and the ethos of that. Blankenbaker signing up for the white membership for the 502 Circle may be
it's
up there.
It's top five.
For me.
Me too.
Look, get a better dog and everything, but Blank tweeting out that he was a white member. Trust me. We know.
So here's, and we have Jeff Rom stuff. I know he's in the studio today, so I'd like to play some of that sound, Zach.
Sitting right where you were sitting. Well, actually.
No, there's Dieter. He said, no, by the way, we have photo analysis we have to do. Are you ready to do some photo analysis?
Talk about the Brady Brom?
No.
Oh.
No, I'll show. We're going to do that at 3:30.
Okay. I'm excited about this.
We're
starting
off with Kentucky stuff. 3:30, we're going to talk Louisville. It's going to be a Louisville segment. We have photo analysis. I need you to see this, Phil. We'll retweet it
from the station account, too.
We will, yes.
So people can follow this. Okay, I like this.
All right, so here's what I get for joining the collective here. It's Club Blue, the Pope package. Okay, you understand what I'm saying, Phil? I'm in the Pope package, okay? Here's what I get. Anytime they have a giveaway, I get 141 entries in that monthly giveaway. So I'm automatically entered in 141 times.
Okay, so there is this membership. So you can only have 141 other people are a part of this? How does that work?
No, it says like whoever's in the collective, but I get 100, like, or anyone can enter the giveaway.
Okay.
I get 141 entries.
Oh,
you know how
okay,
they do
I
those
gotcha,
like,
I gotcha,
like,
gotcha.
Like on like Wind VIP tickets to go see Pink.
Okay, I'm following now.
You go on iHeartRadio, it's like if you tweet it out or you put it on Facebook, you're getting 7 more entries. Like this, so I get 141 entries, okay? I get a Club Blue swag bag. But due to the high volume of subscribers, I won't get that for about a month. I have no idea what's in the Big Blue swag bag.
This feels a lot like the LeVar Ball things where you're never going to see
gonna
these
get
shoes.
It. Yeah.
This feels a lot like that. Continue.
I get access to the Club Blue store.
I mean, what is this?
I get a $15 voucher to the Club Blue store. So I have a code that I haven't gone shopping yet. I'll go shop. Maybe I'll go shopping during the show and I'll make a purchase. And then I get a Coach Mark Pope exclusive print. Either a signature or a stamp of Mark Pope. So that's what I get.
You know that is going to be the wallet size photo with somebody that's doctored his. It's a stamp of his signature. You know Mark Pope for $41, well, Big Blue Nation. He's not going to be sitting there signing.
He might. I don't know. This ain't Cal. Cal would not sign it. Mark Pope's a dork. He may be sitting there like, give me those prints. And he's signing. And he's on a Zoom with Liam McNeely signing autographs. Now, you didn't hear where the picture's going to go, the print. You didn't hear that part of the show yesterday?
I didn't hear this yesterday.
Oh, boy. Zach, you have to help me out here, Zach, because I was in a tizzy. So yesterday,
I heard you and Twirlo battle.
This wasn't a battle. What did Anna say about kissing?
Like something about her mouth or whatever. I forget we were laughing too hard to remember.
I don't even remember, but I'm sure it'll be in the mixtape. But we said we're going to put the picture of Mark Pope there with that UofL football, that musty poster. Get Jack Plummer out of my face. I'm tired of looking at stupid mustache. Get him out of here.
But here's the problem.
You have it? Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
You have to protect it, though, because Blankenbaker sits right where I sit.
I know.
He will tear it down.
I know.
You need to put some plexiglass.
I want Mark Pope staring in his puss every day. That's what I want. Right in his face. That's what I want. I want Mark Pope looking at Blankenbaker every day. Just like Jack Plummer, I got this dude. I don't even know who half these guys are. He's giving me the L's up. He's looking right at me. I don't like any of it. I don't like any of it. We got black and white photos of a wheel from
the steamboat.
Like, what is that?
And the thinker.
Is that the planetarium at U of L?
I think that's Grawemeyer Hall in front of the thinker.
Okay, the thinker. Well, they need to show the thinker, not the building with the planetarium at the top. top. But anyway, anywho, while Jack finds that, so that, not Jack, Zach, sorry, Zach. That's why he finds that. Let us know when you have it, Zach. But yeah, that's what I get, Phil. So aren't you proud of me?
No, I'm not proud of you because 7 days ago you were losing your damn mind that it was Mark Pope.
I know.
And now you're saying you're being part of the solution now by contributing $41 a month?
I have to do this because every other take I have is negative. I have to do something to...
But nobody questions your allegiances.
Oh, you want... Well, but this is BBN, Phil. Did you listen to me?
Look, you like fanboyed when Orlando Antigua came on these airwaves.
I know!
And so everybody... The BBN diehards know what side of the BBN land you're on. You're on the good... Just because you disagree with this, it's... 7 days ago, you were the Popeyes employee on the bench that was physically ill and tired.
Just tired of the chicken
sandwich.
And now
you're donating to the collective.
I got to do something to help them out because all I'm seeing is a bunch of white Mormons. We got to get some other guys in here other than the Mormons. All right, do you have the sound, Zach? No, it's not there. Damn it. All right, I'm sure Justin Sofro, if you can help us out with that.
Of all of the clips to not cut, that's
okay.
The one.
Okay, exactly. That's the perfect one.
You know what I would do?
It was legendary.
My laser pointer out. If something's great, if something's... On top of it, mark it, cut it.
Yeah.
That's just moving forward. Yeah, just do that. Zachy, see, we can do that.
Speaking of Orlando Antigua, what has now come out that he is not going to be a part of the staff. So that has been shot down.
I thought he was going to George Costanza it for a little bit and just keep showing up until...
Well, that's what he was doing. I mean, like, I reported that yesterday on the show because I'd gotten wind of that like earlier that day or the night before. And like then, of course, every news outlet picks it up after I talk about it. It's not saying that they're listening to me. I'm just saying that the facts were correct of what I said yesterday. Was basically what you said, Phil. He's George Costanza. He was showing up to the craft center, like, working out every day. And he was like, hey, how's it going, everybody? And, like, he just wasn't going to leave because he really wanted to stay. Like, his wife loves it, Lexington. He wanted to stay, but apparently... they give like a 1 year deal offer, and Illinois is going to give him multiple years. So apparently, he's going to be heading to Illinois, just not Arkansas. He and Calipari are Splitsville as far as that's concerned. So that's the update. So all we have is Cody Fuger, whoever the bleep Cody Fuger is.
And I know the Kenny Payne stuff was out there, but that looks like he's heading to Arkansas. Correct?
Arkansas or NBA?
You pointed that out
many weeks ago. Yes,
just so not KP, many weeks ago, like but a two week weeks and ago. A half, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, but that's been out there. But I just love the fact that Orlando Antigua was like on the Stairmaster or an elliptical or doing a Peloton class while Mark Pope's moving his stuff in.
Exactly. Hey, don't mind me. I'm just here, just hanging out. Don't
Cal
no worries.
Hated this practice facility, the craft center. I think this is great.
It's beautiful. I mean, Boogie Flay. Well, that's the other part of it. While you know Orlando Antigua is gone, I mean, that was, I think, Mark Pope's last shot at keeping Boogie Fland around, which, to be honest, I don't think he wants any of those guys. Like, Jaden Quaintance is at UofL today. We'll talk about that in the next segment. He's there. Pat Kelsey's pushing hard for Boogie Fland. People think he'll end up at Arkansas with Cal. But, I mean, with this Jerry Jones story, Phil, I mean, Jerry Jones basically saying, I'll double anybody's NIL to get you at Arkansas for Kentucky. And I don't think things are going the way Cal thought either.
First off, and I'm in a group chat with many, many Cowboys fans. Maybe you should focus a little bit more on what's going on down
the
Big D,
yeah.
Jerry Jones land. But that's a discussion for another day. But
that's why he hired Cal. He loves losing in the first round.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, well, it matches up. It's a great joke by you, Zach. Good job.
But now you're starting to see what's bigger, the Cal brand or the Kentucky brand.
Yes.
And I understand.
And right now it's a wash.
Yeah.
It really is.
Everyone's freaking out. It's like, Mark Pope was on SportsCenter. I'm like, you're starting to get into dog days. They can only show, you know, do the 6 and 10 segment so many times on SportsCenter. So they're going to re-rack it. Kentucky moves the needle and things with that. So, look.
No, they don't. They used to be the gold standard, Phil. They're a bum program now. You see, they're peasants.
Now I'm curious with John Calipari, what he's going to be able to do with, you have the NIL money there, but yes, I'm with you. I do not think it's going in the fashion that he thought it was going to go. He thought it was probably just going to be this influx of everybody that was in Kentucky, all the incoming freshmen were just going to go over with them.
Kind of like how it worked out when he went from Memphis to Kentucky. That still might work out that way, but I think even more than that, I don't think he's worried about the recruits as much. It's the guys like Aaron Bradshaw, DJ Wagner, Adu Thiero. The only guy he's had commit to him so far is Von Meyer Ivicic. I think all those guys could end up somewhere other than Kentucky or Arkansas, to tell you the truth. I mean, I don't think he got the wave of support by the staff of the players that he thought. Like, where? I mean, of course, Bruiser Flint and Chin Coleman went with him. Where else are those two going to go? Where's Bruiser? Back to IU. I don't think Woody's going to have Bruiser Flint back on his staff. And Chin Coleman, I don't. I thought he and Orlando were a package deal. But of course, Chin's like, I don't care how much you don't like me, Cal, you yell at me, I'm following you because you're my meal ticket. So, I mean, that's just kind of the way it is.
You know what I was thinking of with Big Z going to Arkansas?
Yeah.
Remember the movie, and Zach, you see probably, what was the Whoopi Goldberg movie? Was it Eddie?
Where she's the coach. Yes, yeah, Eddie.
It strikes me as like Big Z's just kind of the guy's like, Coach, you got me billboard. I go where you go. It's just
bingo.
It's like, you got me cleared from NCAA. I go where you go.
You brought me to America. Yes. I go where you go. And it just, Big Sui.
And you know, like, I think now you're starting to see it. I'm going to be fascinated to see the KP stuff with the tentacles of him looking like he was going to go to Kentucky for a little bit, which I think maybe TJ Walker put it out there. Somebody put it out there.
Not the Sports Talker.
The Sports Talker did put it out there. It's like, I really question what Mark Pope is doing if he is bringing on Kenny Payne.
I agree with that.
I do too.
After everything that's happened, Kenny Payne, I mean, does he have the connections that he used to have? I wasn't too hype. I was hype on Orlando Tigua, the possibility of him, not hype at all on the Kenny Payne thing.
Well, and I know, I think Maddie Bangs is putting this out. Bangs said, reported Thursday morning that the reunion was not likely in the cards. I think for about 48 hours, Kentucky had really put a lot of emphasis in an attempt at getting Kenny Payne, former UK assistant and UofL coach. I believe yesterday he decided not to do it. Obviously, that could change, but that's what I heard toward last night, Joe said, which is wild to me.
It is wild. I mean, absolutely. It's just,
historically, look, maybe everybody talks about how everybody has their roles and need good cop, bad cop, being a head coach versus an assistant, but look, the coaching staff, the recruits so far with Mark Pope, but I know the honeymoon of 19,000 to 22,000. The 22,000 strong at Rupp Arena, and everybody got put in a transfer a little bit, but now you're starting to get out of the trance.
Starting to wear off.
You said that yesterday,
bit.
And I agree. And try to go after Kenny Payne after everything that's transpired here.
Yeah. And here's the thing is I don't need. Here's what's going on right now, Phil. Let me go ahead and play. I'm not blaming Ben Roberts at all for this, and he's not the only one. But I know he goes on with Louie a lot, and I like Ben Roberts. He's the perfect media guy. He's kind of like John Hale. He's a bit of a sad sack. Whenever he's on air, he's like, okay, well, these recruits are doing this.
Well, Louie even asked him that he's like, you had more energy today because and just saying like just the excitement and the change of bringing in Pope. But sorry, not the interject.
Well, I mean, he's okay. So this is what Ben Roberts, he tweeted this out 5 hours ago. This was his story. It says he's turning heads. It's not just college coaches who are taking notice. It's AAU coaches, agents, decision makers, players. They're getting blown up by players that they couldn't get on the phone at BYU. And I've also saw some tweets like they already have half of their roster locked in. And all of that may be true. All of that may be true. But at some point, we can't just be sitting here and just saying all this stuff. We got to see it, too. I mean, I'll give them till next week. There was somebody, I tweeted this earlier today, and I didn't get much pushback from it. Actually, I got a lot of support, but I said the following, and I think I'm right on this. Pope using the must-bust method for the portal, which he has to do. He has two guys on the roster, but we need to see some commits soon because people are committing. I mean, Bill Self got a commit today. Pat Kelsey's got a couple commits out of the portal already.
Well, he just lost one. The Toledo transfer, Dante Maddox Jr. will be going to Xavier. That just came
out. Oh, no! That breaks my heart. Maybe he saw Jaden Quaintance on campus and said, I can't compete with these five stars, and he left for Xavier. But anyway, to finish my tweet, I said, but we need to see commit soon. The Sunday glow is wearing off. I don't need rumors or he's turning heads. It's a results-oriented business. And so, look, again, like I said, I'll give it to next week because a Twitter follower pointed out to me. He's like, hey, it's a tweet for next. It says, it's Thursday, Rig. Relax. This was a next Wednesday tweet. So if by next Wednesday, we're still sitting around here. We haven't heard a lot. Now, I believe we'll hear some more staff stuff tomorrow or next Monday. And then we'll start seeing the recruits come in. But it's like, okay, I want to see some action, some satisfaction.
Yeah, and I think, well done.
Thank you.
And some of the things that I think it goes back to with just this whole experience, I think there's two silos I have. I have one, and I think Nikki V and Zachy talked about this, and it's sometimes Zach I don't know if it's because Louis's been adamant. It's like, I feel like he has PTSD from everything that's transpired with Kitty Payne.
You
know?
Sure.
And,
yeah.
And, it's just,
yeah.
And there's a lot of similarities that led up to this.
Moving in silence. He's
yes.
got all these guys coming.
All these
yeah.
coaches.
No, that's a good point.
The slowness to get your coaching staff together. Now, the introductory press conference was just Sunday.
And plus, that was also, Bill, they said that there's like that 7-day period to where they put the name, they had to put the post out there.
Right. And there's HR compliance, like
exactly.
stuff like that. So it's the stuff that people don't want to hear about, but it's like real work. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people sent me like the LinkedIn thing about a Louisville assistant basketball coach with like right as KP was fired, because they have to have that out there.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
But I grant that texter or the tweeter response to you, it's like next Wednesday, and it's like, okay, if you
now
don't have something by then,
they're clenching
when,
a little bit.
But I understand why, with everything that transpired with Kenny Payne and just the lackadaisical approach overall,
mm-hmm.
former player, wasn't the 80s guys, this is the 90s guys, and everything.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities that I think people are accustomed to for what everything transpired with KP.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that's going to be the same thing with Mark Pope, but at the end of the day, you have to understand, it's like the Kentucky Standard is winning national championships, and I feel like a lot of people have been put in the trance that says, hey, he's going to do great things here, but he doesn't have any NCAA tournament wins. You've pointed this out. Louis
Absolutely.
Pointed this out. Zach's pointed it out. And I feel like once this newness wears off, you have to hit the ground running, coaching, getting recruits, big-time names that can – maybe not the caliber of what John Calipari did, but
no.
also kind of in the scope of like, okay, Kentucky will be fine without John Calipari and hitting some of these home runs. Landings in the recruiting and transfer portal.
And I think that's important, what you just said. Kentucky's going to be fine without John Calipari because, you know, while we were going through the transition from John Calipari to whoever was next, and then when we were talking about the coaching decision, this was before Mark Pope was hired. One of the rallying cries was, we were Kentucky before John Calipari got here. We'll still be Kentucky after John Calipari leaves. The Rupp won a title. Patino won a title. Joby Hall won a title. Tubby won a title. There's been five coaches win titles at Kentucky. And all that's true. But, I mean, how many schools in the past have said, we'll be fine after Coach XYZ leaves because we're so – I mean, Alabama's going to – you know, they're will they be able to pick up from Kalen DeBoer where Nick Saban left off? Now, those are two very different things. Calipari only won one championship. Nick Saban won, what, five, however many he won.
Right.
I mean, he's the most dominant force in college football for a decade. Very different scenario. But is Alabama football going to just be able to pick up with Kalen DeBoer and keep the ball running? Same questions with Kentucky. Now, John Calipari, again, doesn't have the postseason excellence that Nick Saban had, but he did have the offseason excellence and then, for the most part, regular season excellence.
Yeah, and that's what I think with Mark Pope, and once this starts going to – you start moving on from the newness, and then it goes to what can you do in the recruiting, and then wins and losses. And I'm curious to see how quickly, if it doesn't meet the standards of what Kentucky fans expect, and a lot of question marks many of them have, and rightfully so, about the lack of tournament success, because you just let a Hall of Famer walk out the door for that I feel like kind of gets brushed under the rug, that it's just like, hey, you know, I understand the postseason stuff. It needed to be better. I get
that.
Yeah,
I'm not against Cal even.
But just this whole notion of like, oh, a Hall of Famer's gone, we're going to be okay.
We're going to be better.
It's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
It's again, for Kentucky State, losing to St. Peter's, what happened against Oakland, you can't, losing to the accountant.
You can't do it.
You can't do that.
You can't do it.
At the end of the day, the regular season, which I know you don't hang banners for regular season at Kentucky, was still really, really good.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I just feel like the masses, and again, Twitter's not real life, but texters out here that we see on our show on Sunday, I'm sure you get a lot of it too. It just seems to be brushed under the rug of like, we're going to figure it out. Kentucky's
yeah.
Kentucky. Mark Pope, anybody who's at the captain of the ship.
And that's the assumption, and I think that's going to end up being right.
You have to be very, very, very incompetent and lazy to have the resources at Kentucky.
Exactly.
And
I don't think he's that.
And to be on, not to say cruise control, but now more than ever, I think we've seen it with Nolan Smith and you saw it with Kenny Payne. You were able, I don't want to say kicked your feet up a lot, but at places like Duke and Kentucky, I think you are given an advantage.
Yes.
That even with Louisville, a top seven program, you don't have those advantages at places
right.
like Kentucky and Duke.
You're born on third base.
Exactly.
As the old saying goes, you're born on third base when you take the job at Kentucky. And I think Mark Pope's working his ass off. I don't think he's like just sitting there and like reminiscing and taking, you know, tours around campus just to have nostalgia. Like, I think he's working his ass off. Like, I think behind the scenes he's working. But again, like you said, how many times do we hear Kenny Payne, like the G in Lasagna, he's working in silence. And again, I don't think he's working in silence because you see all the names coming out of players that Kentucky's contacted. So I know he's working hard. And I'm asking a lot. I know I'm the one being unreasonable. I feel like I'm the one being unreasonable. That's why I had to connect myself to something, Mark Pope, to quit being so unreasonable. That's why I donated to the NIL, why I bought the Mark Pope t-shirt that I'll be wearing hopefully by like Friday. If I get it tonight or tomorrow, I'm wearing it in next week. You bank on that, Phil. You'll see me in this Mark Pope shirt.
I wish his number was 45 for so many reasons. Just so the $45 a month, you rocking a 45. I've had, but no, I hope, I pray that this is a LeVar Ball situation where you do not see any of
it. I might see any of it.
BBN outdoes himself and they go, I mean,
or the swag bag's like a blue pom-pom.
It is
and
not.
Like a Kentucky coloring book.
I have a better chance. Zach EC and I have a better chance of going to the Goodwill after this show and finding Nike stuff from Kentucky.
No, you're right.
You're damn
stuff,
right.
Than any of that stuff being Nike.
Oh, there will be a Nike.
This is the off-brand doll hair stuff that you used to see at Mall St. Matthews. This is what that's going to be.
There will be one Nike swoosh in this swag bag. I love such a swag bag. All right, I want to read some texts here.
Oh, okay? No. Louisville just took another L.
Yeah, Maddox, the Toledo kid. Yeah.
Xavier,
mighty Sean Miller.
Sean Miller. He turned down Pat Kelsey for Sean Miller.
The producers listened to this show.
Who?
We just said that.
Said what?
Who, that we just said that he committed to Xavier. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that, Zach. Yeah.
It's all good, buddy.
I think he's looking for that Anna sound while
good.
We were. Yeah,
all
yeah.
I'm looking for a lot of things.
All right, Texter, Cal regular season lost 3 in a row at home, lost to UNC Asheville. Hope Pope can match the Hall of Fame coach. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's the argument. I agree. Texter, 10 losses in the regular season may be considered really good for UofL, but UofL fans, but it's absolutely unacceptable for UK. Both the regular season and postseason have been failures. Fair enough. Texter, no, you're Billy Gillespie before Cal got there. You're now essentially Louisville with Kenny. No, we're not. Again, no. No. That's not. There's no evidence of that. Number one, Mark Pope was a head coach at colleges. Kenny Payne was not. Stop with that.
No, it's the 0 to Kenny Payne stuff's fascinating. It's not going to be that. I'm curious if his average to semi-above averageness is good enough for Kentucky. What Kenny Payne did and going to 12 wins in 2 years, you could have Dunstan checks in as the head
that
coach.
Orangutan.
Yeah,
and
you could have them, you know, anything as a head coach.
Dunstan checks.
I love that movie as a kid. By the
great
way.
Movie.
It's
hilarious.
It's a fantastic movie.
The orangutan was running that hotel.
Yeah, he was the bellhopper. What?
He was the bellhop. That's
but
right.
You will have success at a place like Kentucky. I'm just curious if that success passes the smell test of Kentucky fans and the overall grand scope of things.
I agree. Texter, Rig, if you listen to KSR on your lunch, you would know 4 of the 5 coaches are in place and be teary for players be ready for players the next week or so. Well, you know I'm not going to listen to KSR on my lunch break. You know I'm listening to UFO podcasts, or actually I listened to a really good one. It was
Alex Jones.
It was not this time. It was it was a debate between Graham Hancock and archaeologist.
Is it good?
It's really good.
Oh,
the Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, my buddy sent it to me. Okay, I'm going to check this out.
It's 4.5 hours long.
Oh boy,
but it's awesome. They get contentious. They fight with each other. It's a nerd battle. It's fantastic. And the great thing about it is they're both like old nerds. Well, the one guy, Flint Dibble. He's the archaeologist. Flint Dibble is like, he's a younger guy, but neither one of these dudes know how to work an HDMI cord. And it's fantastic. It's a great listen. That's what I'm listening to during my lunch break. I'm not listening to, all right, this is Matt Bangs, and I'm going to tell you the inside story. And I'm not listening to it. I don't listen to it. I refuse to. You can take that for what you will. I don't really care.
He saves that for the weekend on the deck.
That's right. No, actually, on the deck, I'm listening. Like, do you know what I'm playing this tomorrow night? I got pumped.
I love that you have plans for your deck.
I do.
Okay, please.
The
go
new
ahead.
Pearl Jam album drops tomorrow. I'm pumped.
Just getting some BLs?
Dude,
just...
get some BLs. Just a little Pearl Jam. The new song's good. It's called Dark Matter. It's actually really good. So my plan is to, after the show tomorrow night, maybe go home, mow a little grass, then kick my feet up and listen to some new Pearl Jam. That's my plan tomorrow night, Phil.
I feel like Zachy C would just vibe with you on the deck.
Oh yeah,
he likes good music. Question.
Yeah,
Pearl. I like Pearl Jam, of course.
Yeah,
I
of
would
course
buy.
They are wonderful live. They are great.
I'm sure they
VR.
Are. I've never seen them. But.
Oh, it was great. It was great.
I love all the Seattle grunge bands. Of course, I would.
Of course, who's the best one?
Nirvana.
See, I used to think that, but now I think Alice in Chains. In my older age, I've moved Alice in Chains in front of them.
I could see that. I have Alice in Chains number two.
Yeah.
I used to have Pearl Jam number two, but I think
I got Alice in Chains
better.
Number one, Nirvana number two.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
That's mine. Sorry, Phil. Sorry.
No, no. Sorry. I was looking at Ear Ecstasy, Memory Lane stuff over
man.
There.
Man. I miss Ear Ecstasy.
I bet you do. I bet you man. You and your ICP juggalo makeup just vibing at good old Ear Ecstasy, which is now, it was a Panera. I think it's an I Love Tacos now.
I Love Tacos. Is it that or is it Dunkin' Donuts?
I think it's either Panera or I Love Tacos.
Okay.
That's the most Louisville thing we've said all day.
It really is. Ear Ecstasy. All right, let's take a break. On the other end, Phil, you've got to do some photo analysis with me. I'm excited. Jeff Brohm was in the studio. We're here. We'll hear his comments. Louisville lost another football player, though, in the transfer portal. Alderman, that was a guy that, that's three guys that were presumed starters. And we'll talk about Penny Boone and his comments, and he sounds like a baby. But I mean, that's three like guys they were kind of counting on bolted.
Good old Satterfield Alderman's player right there. Okay, I'm excited to hear your take on this.
Okay, but it's mostly about the photo analysis. You're gonna love this.
So, okay, is it the Brady Brohm one or which photo are we talking about? You got another one?
There's a photo of Mark Blankenbaker sitting next to Jeff Brohm, and I noticed something. And I want to see if you notice the same thing.
Okay. That's a tease.
It's a tease. Now, they're at Keeneland right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Double D and the sheriff?
I don't think they're in the same
of course
era. Yeah, I think they're Diener's up with the high
towers.
I know
what Diener's doing.
Blank may be mingling with the peasants.
The fall of Mark Blankenbaker is one of the most astonishing things I've witnessed in real time. He went from king of Louisville football to... Like third, fourth,
fifth. I mean, he drove to the Duke game, man. Like,
don't mean nothing to Jeff Brohm. Jeff Brohm, I appreciate you driving to San Diego or flying to San Diego, Blank. Sorry, you've been bypassed.
Double D's living the life, man.
We'll discuss more in depth.
I'm excited.
You're going to love it. All right. Before we do that, let me tell you about my good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. That's right, Tri-State Men's Health. If you're experiencing a decrease in libido, you're putting on some weight, you're less than productive at the gym, you're tired, even depressed, you just don't feel like yourself, that brain fog, poor sleep, waking up feeling tired, just not ready to go, go take a two-minute testosterone test on Tri-State Men's Health website, tristatemenshealth.com. 10 questions, yes or no, not too invasive, but at least it gives you an idea of maybe where your levels are. Then go ahead and sign up for that consultation, $99. You'll be there with a licensed medical provider. They'll take your testosterone, your PSA. They'll tell you what your levels are. And if you're low enough to start testosterone, if you start that day, the $99 consultation fee is waived away. It's gone. Poof, disappear. And it'll be free. If you set up for testosterone, I'm on testosterone. It's changed my life. I feel much better about myself. I also have unlimited energy running those kids around, coming to the studio, teaching all day. The wife likes it. I'll just say that, okay? You know what I'm saying? You'd read between the lines there. She enjoys it very much. All right, testosterone, that's the way to go. Tri-State Men's Health has 6 locations. Cincinnati, Dayton, 2 locations in Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, and a new office in Northern Kentucky. Most men wait a year or longer. There's no need to wait. Just go now. Call up 800-900-9654 or visit them at tristatemenshealth.com.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
I stand by that. Soccer City tonight, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 1057. And thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to ESPN Louisville Studios. Perfect for your next tailgate. Try the new chicken sandwich. Order online, wingzone.com. There's 3 area locations in Metro Louisville. Maybe give them a call for your spring game tailgate. How about that? A little spring game football tomorrow. Mark Ennis will be out there. We'll be out at 812 Hemp there, celebrating our 420 show on 419. Some very exciting betting deals that I'll announce later in the show. Their biggest sale of the year.
Okay.
Right in time for Derby. So we'll be out there tomorrow at 812 HIP over there in Clarksville. 437-9680 UPS Jobs Text Line. Phil Baker here with me as well. Zach Cantrell. I'm James Strebel. Real quick before we do the photo analysis, okay?
Okay.
TJ Walker just tweeted, if the narrative, see, I'm not by myself here. This makes me feel good. If the narrative starts to change to year one could be challenging, but Pope is setting up the pieces and culture for year two and beyond is when I'll get nervous. Here's to hoping that's not a future narrative. Well, I'll say there are already some people that are trying to push that narrative. That year one might just be, it might not be that great, but, you know, Pope's got to get his guys in there and this, that, and the other thing. No. That's not, no. Win. We win now. We don't need a year or two. This is college basketball. Win now.
With the resources Kentucky has, it's a tournament team.
Yes.
You can be one of the 68 teams, and then after that, that expectation goes up to second weekend. And
yes.
Like, but to sit here and act like, and I understand the roster's been completely depleted and they're looking all over the place for a new place. And Matty Bang saying Mark Pope is spending today flying to see three players around the country on recruiting visits.
Wow, there we go.
He's in the Craft PJ, just flying around, just doing a little Call of Duty parachuting down.
Exactly.
But no, with the resources you have there and letting a Hall of Famer coach go, the expectation is you brought Mark Pope in. He's gone to the tournament. Okay, now with the Kentucky resources, do something with that.
Now, the catchphrase used to be, wake up Big John, when he was missing on dudes or not getting in on dudes as far as the portal's concerned. It's going to be wake up Popey Boy if that's the case. But I'm not ready to do that. Again, I'm not ready to do that
yet. You're giving him till next Wednesday. Is that the hard deadline in the James Strebel personal record book?
1 week from today. Thursday, I want two players.
Okay.
I think the coaching staff will be announced. I think he's got his coaching staff. I'm not worried about that. I want at least two players by next Thursday. All right, so here we go. So Jeff Brohm, the Brahminator himself, was in the – he graced the studio with his presence this morning.
You still smell his musk.
I smell his musk. I feel the plaid shorts power of – or sorry, khaki shorts power of one
say
Jeff Brohm.
Wearing plaid shorts? That's news to me.
He probably is wearing, like, khakis. But, I mean, I can see him wearing khaki shorts, too. He looks like – I wear khaki shorts, like cargo shorts to be exact. But – so he was sitting next to one Mark Blankenbaker as Drew Diener was interviewing him, okay? Jeff Brohm, that is. And I didn't know who took the picture. It ends up Brady Brohm was the one who took this picture.
Okay.
And there's another thing about Brady Brohm and Brohm and Blank that made me sad today. Did you see this?
I want to... So I haven't seen the photo you're talking about.
Okay.
So I don't
did
know
you
if
see
I've
the
seen
tweet.
This. I did see the with the Brady Brohm tweet.
Yes.
Yes, I have seen this.
I tweeted so Blank tweeted out, hey Card Nation, Brady Brohm's one follower away from 10,000. Let's get him here. And I just tweeted back at him, why are you doing this? Why are you doing like leave Brady Brohm. Brady Brohm's fine. He doesn't need the sheriff to help him get followers. Like, you're all's obsession with Brady Brohm is strange and unusual. It's what it is. It's strange and unusual. Anyway, anywho. All right, you look at this picture here, Phil. This is of Jeff Brohm and Mark Blankenbaker.
Okay.
And you tell me what the analyzation is or analysis from you is. What's your analysis here?
Okay, as I'm looking at that, Jeff, Louis Riddick is behind Jeff Brohm is the first thing I noticed.
Yeah, good old Lou.
Jeff is smiling, looking like he's staring at our headphone case.
He's having a great time. He and Double D are cutting it up, talking some BS.
Blank looks conflicted. He looks unsure about something.
I think he looked dejected.
What are the reasons why his dejection popped off the screen, DJ?
Phil, you know what I didn't see here? I didn't see him have that Satterfield smile. That Satterfield smile he used to have on his face.
Sparkle in his eye,
a pep in his step. The happiness that Scott Satterfield used to bring him because he was on the inside of the Satterfield camp, Gunter Brewer, Coach Brew, Gunter Brewer's son at the Derby, all that stuff. It's gone. And he knows it. He knows this is the Drew Diener show now. He knows Jeff Brohm and Drew Diener are attached at the hip. Dieter's been to the Brum house. He's been out for drinks with the Brum family. He's in tight with Vannetti and Brum. Blank's been left in the dust, and he knows it. And that picture shows right there, he's realizing that he is no longer on the inside. It's Double D. It's JB. MB is left out in the cold, and he knows it. He's a third wheel. He's a third wheel. That's what he is in this conversation. Drew Dieter's like, you can take a break, Blank. Go get some coffee. Jeff and I'll talk. Just come back when we're done.
But Blank's a football Freddy from the standpoint he's a chameleon. He can adapt as needed to. No,
so not with this.
But here's the thing.
He's out.
He will be around, though. That's the thing. You can't get rid of Blank.
Oh, you can't. Yo, he's going to keep popping up. You're right.
Here's the thing. It's a numbers game. It's like posting content on social media. Eventually, the algorithm will pick you up. There's a bunch of Brahms out there. One of the Brahms will pick up the sheriff.
Greg.
Okay. Sure.
Greg Brahm, you're on the clock. Oscar. You hear me, Oscar? Big Osk?
But I will say this, as he's probably placing an exact Keenwood right now and trying to get up to Dieter. Dieter's throwing down like his hair like Rapunzel from the tower right now, trying to get Blank up there, just trying to tote him up.
I don't think so. I think Dieter's having his own good time.
Yeah, Dieter's like, I heard him.
He's take
like,
care of yourself, big
he's
boy.
He's like, yeah, I'm probably not going to see you at that Keenwood. Yeah, it broke my heart a little bit. But anyways, about this time a year ago, or no, 2 years ago, I should say, because it was when Gunnar Brewer was still a part of the staff. I think I've told you the story. We're sitting on the other side. We're making eye contact like you and I. And then, you got some.
I just continue to tell your talk because I was reminded of a story over the weekend, but continue. This is funny. You'll love this.
Okay. As Blank and I are having our eye contact, talking about the things that happened over the weekend, he just goes, I see his eyes begin to wander. And I'm like, Blank, like, we good? And he goes, that's GB. GB,
yeah.
and it's Gunnar Brewer, and you would think that it was Sydney Sweeney, and he just popped up mid conversation, went and I don't see that look in his eye, so I will grant you that argument there. But the thing about Blank and Baker, he ain't going anywhere.
You're right.
He just keeps. Save it, Sofro. Coming and coming and coming. He ain't going anywhere.
No, he's not.
He's the Energizer Bunny.
They're not going to get rid of him.
So. It may not be the relationship that Dean Double D and Brahm have, but he ain't going anywhere. You can't get rid of him.
But at what point does it get to where he like is so dejected that he's just like he doesn't even try anymore? Will he get to that point? Because
no.
I don't think he's gonna
drove
break
to freaking the first responder bowl for like a Christmas break. He went to Duke where there was like 100 people there.
Yeah.
He's going to go to Stanford and Cal.
You're right. Yeah,
he is.
He's
not going anywhere.
He's
going
to go back to SMU. No, he won't leave the program. I'm just saying.
He's the cockroach, and I mean this in the best way. I mean this in the best way possible, because I love Blank. A nuke could go off, and he would survive it.
And he'd have a Louisville football jersey
on. And he would have the number one sheriff right there in the crunch zone. Blank's not going anywhere. He's going to make, if there's not a seat at him at the table, he will make a seat at the table.
All right, so I'll just remind you. Speaking of Keeneland and Drew.
Okay.
So this is, I'm not speaking anything out of school here. This is all on the up and up. So I had, there was someone at the scene last weekend at Keeneland.
Okay.
And Drew was there last weekend too.
Oh, this is his. Yeah. Drew shines down.
Oh,
there.
It absolutely does. So this individual texted me and another person that you know well. I'll tell you who all these people are after the break because I don't want to blow up his spot. But he says, Double D is here in his element. He loves Keeneland. And then, oh, my God, oh, my God. He's talking with some of the other horse racing reporters. This woman just called Strebel the Big Daddy. She said, Big Daddy said it was going to be a big search. She just bellowed. So I said, what woman? Jenny Reese.
Ah, yes! Yes!
A little Jenny Reese. Dude, I totally forgot about that story until we're talking about Drew and Blank and Keeneland. But, Jenny Reese.
That's wonderful. Now I have
that made me smile
this
so
is
much.
What, I need to get better at AI and just putting stuff in there. No one would understand. The algorithm in 20 years from now would understand it. But I want to get Double D and Jenny Reese putting together the high-end napkins for wherever they are at Keeneland and just trying to lift Blank up to where they are.
They're trying to get him
up
to
Rapunzel.
Yeah.
And just pull him up. Blank, come
about it. They're just pulling
that. Now, what do they call their Millionaires Row? Is it just called Millionaires Row, or is it called
it's been a few years, Kentucky Colonel Club,
or like what is? It's got to be something.
See, I got the layout of Churchill and where the nooks and crannies of where your boy needs to go. Keeneland, that's Double D's.
That's his territory.
That's his territory. I mean, look, Churchill Downs is his territory too. But I know the lay of the land better at Churchill than I do at Keeneland. So wherever Double D is up there, I ain't getting in. And Phil usually gets in.
No, you usually do. Wherever he is at Keeneland, that's a different stratosphere.
Yeah, that is.
Phil Baker cannot sneak his way in the way he usually does, or find his way in.
Just keep walking, baby.
Yeah,
that's my motto.
I've already. Like, because I'm going to go to Derby 150.
Okay, so
I can't pass that up.
Okay.
Well, because my wife was like, oh, our friends, some of our friends are going to have this big Derby party. And I was like, honey, it's Derby 150. I'm going to have a press pass. I was like, I
got to go.
I'm going to Derby 150. And she's fine. Absolutely. You should go to that. That's fine. And I was like, okay, I've resigned myself to who I'm not going to see there. Like, I know I'm not going to see Drew Deaner. Like, I know the people he's going to be with, the circles that he'll be frequenting. Like, I'm not going to be a part of that. That's okay. I'm not saying I should be. But I'll see you. I'll see Lou.
Lou will be.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we were telling Zach. Zach had concerns about how to get in there, and Louie just kind of pulled up aside. It's like, just stay with me, kid.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like the Mean Joe Green just throwing the towel in his face. Like, stay
Zach,
with me,
there'll
kid.
There'll be cigars. There'll be bourbon. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Phil will be out there somewhere. Phil may find himself in the winner's circle. You never know where he's going to be.
Last year, I stayed put, man. Last year. So the family, the sister and brother-in-law had a nice little spot by the finish line.
Mm.
And that was where that guy's eye was, like, hanging out.
Oh, yeah. That was nuts in that fight.
Yeah, so we were in that video. Yeah, I was right by, like, Steve Kornacki and Matthew Berry. And I'm like, I don't think I'm moving. Then two Phils came in his place, then everybody was like grabbing me, and I was like, I need good vibes, and then he came in second, but which is still good, play show. But last year it was nice not trying to finagle my way. I just stayed put.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because I wanted to see like you and Sweeney and Louie, but I was just like,
sometimes. I was there at Oaks. I wasn't there at Derby last
year.
Okay,
so that was okay. So then Thurby, that it was when I was trying to get to you guys.
Okay, yeah, Thurby. I'm hoping to see here's the trouble, because this is 2 weeks away now. I mean, we're up in it, as the kids say. I don't know if they say that or not.
I don't think they say that.
Okay, they don't say that. Anyway, so we're in this now. Okay, so we got to take a break because I want to do the blitz. But like, I'm thinking ahead. Like, okay, because Andy headed out. Like, we're there Wednesday, Thursday, and then Oaks Day. You know, you do whatever you want to do. But like, I want to be out there at least Thursday.
Right.
Like, because I'm off that day anyway.
Okay. But the shows are, I think we're operating from some of the production meetings, being out there.
Good.
Double D and Lou will be on the backside. The front side, I think, we're operating that space. I don't speak out of term. Like, not saying that's fruition. They've changed some of the systems there. But it's my understanding that we're going to be out there.
Okay, good. Because I want to be out there at least Thursday. At least I want to do one show out there Thursday. So, all right, let's take a break. On the other end, we'll start the blitz off with Matt McGavick. Then we'll go Cam Drummond, Zach Osterman. We'll fly through those. Hey, BJ Heating and Cooling, it's like 86 degrees out there. So if you had to turn on your AC today and it's clunky or it's making a funny sound or it's blowing out hot air or whatever it is, blowing out hot air like I do every day here on ESPN Louisville, do what I did. Call the experts that I trust, that I use. That's BJ Heating and Cooling. They're a local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They teamed up with that Bryant Douglas equipment, and they'll do whatever it takes to make those rooms enjoyable. Again, those Bryant mini splits, they're quite efficient and avoid the installation of bulky ductwork, and they can do it all. They can do a major replacement like they had to do with me. My entire AC unit had to be replaced. I got one of those new Bryant units that's been there 5 years. It works great, just continues to hum along. I've turned it on, turned it back off already this spring, and it hasn't missed a beat. Love it. So give them a call today. You get a free estimate. They'll come out there and they'll even do a free second opinion. So if one company comes out and says you got to have this done and you're just not sure they're correct, call BJ Heating and Cooling. They'll come out. They'll give you their analysis. They'll be fair. They'll be honest and they'll tell you what you need. Also, 0% financing for 3 years if you have approved credit. They're locally and family-owned, celebrating 40 years of service in Kentuckiana. Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. with video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.